This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. We have experienced a lot of things in recent years. Unprecedented events, honestly. The global pandemic, okay? Then the historic market crash right after that. Higher levels of interest rates, inflation, and now global unrest. So if you are like many people, you might feel like you have less control over your future. But you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to discuss what you can do right now to help take back control of your financial future. Camille, let's start by talking a little bit about where we are right now, financially speaking, and how we got here.
Yeah, well, we are in the year of 2024, and, you know, believe it or not, it might feel like a decade ago or just a long time ago, but it was only about 4 years ago when COVID hit, which is kind of crazy to think about because it seems like it's been so much longer, but yet we're still feeling those ramifications from that global pandemic. You know, it's still something that's being talked about. And then, of course, because of that, we have also felt a lot of, like, with higher inflation, with increased interest rates, all of that going on. You know, people were complaining about, I'm now paying double or triple for the same piece of chicken or eggs, which is kind of crazy. We're still feeling those things. After COVID, when that started, that led to that 2020 market crash where the S&P 500 fell 34% in just 22 trading days, which is crazy, right? Yeah. I mean, it fell so fast, but it also recovered so quickly. So it was kind of almost like this glimpse in time. But in response, the government did inject trillions into the economy, which led, unfortunately, to the higher inflation that we are still experiencing. Inflation has come down a bit, just like interest rates. But, you know, we're still in this year where we're feeling kind of like earthquakes, those aftershocks COVID.
True. That's so true. So obviously we can't predict the future with any certainty. But what we should do is pretty wise to just consider possible scenarios with our economy. So what's your best guess to how this might all unfold in the future, Camille?
So I still think we should be considering some higher inflation rates. You know, I don't think we're going to see them fall drastically to where they were prior to COVID. So I think it's still smart when you're looking at putting into your plan and your expenses to keep inflation rates still at a higher than in the past rate that we have had. We can expect taxes to rise in 2026. Due to the expiration of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act legislation. That's where on a lot of our radio shows, the people that come in, we're constantly talking about how taxes are essentially on sale right now. So it's important to see and look, what can you maybe do now to help save you some in taxes? Ultimately, we really need to start addressing our country's growing debt. It's at a little over $34 trillion with a T as in Tom, and it's constantly growing. If you go to the worlddebtclock.org, it's crazy to watch those numbers just continue to grow. So that's really important. We need to take care of that because that could result in even higher inflation, higher taxes, or a combination of both. And I think we're still going to see some stock market volatility. You know, we've been on a really good height of the market where we've seen a lot of growth, where we should be expecting, you know, some maybe more turbulent markets. Now, how much potential gain or loss that could mean, that is unknown. Unfortunately, no one has a crystal ball, but that's why it's so important to understand how much potential risk you are taking inside of your portfolio and how everything's set up. You know, one of the biggest things I say is when we're putting together someone's dream retirement plan, one thing we're always looking to accomplish is say, hey, let's make sure your lifestyle living expenses are taken care of with some guaranteed income. That way, when the market does have its dips, which we know, you know, it can't stay up forever, your lifestyle doesn't have to be dramatically changed because we were unprepared. And unfortunately, now with a market crash or a down market, you have to change your lifestyle. If you have any questions about, am I prepared for this potential roller coaster ride down, or do I have enough coming in to protect my lifestyle living expenses, I encourage you, pick up the phone call. Let's talk for 15 minutes to make sure you're retirement ready, or that your retirement plan is set up to help you feel comfortable and confident. Give us a call at 916-884-2584 and let's start preparing your retirement plan so that you can go into and be in retirement with confidence.
Okay. And I want to take this time, Camille, to talk about your book, Countdown to Retirement. You've written this and you can get a complimentary copy by just texting our phone number with the word book. 916-884-2584. Okay. And then they're going to reach out to you, get your mailing address and all that. This is a book in your hands, not a download, because, you know, Camille and Jeff wanted you to have this for you. Once you read it, you'll have a really good understanding as to how to put together a great retirement plan, which Jeff and Camille can guide you with. So simply text the word book, 916-884-2584. We thank you so much for joining us. So, all right, what we've been talking about hasn't been much of a rosy picture for our future. Jeff, tell us some steps that people can take right now to try to regain control of their future financially, regardless of what's going to happen.
Well, the big thing you can do right now is take a look at where you are today and go ahead and get a second opinion on it. Take a look and say, are there different areas of my retirement plan that I can improve on? If everything went to heck in a handbasket, meaning let's say we went to war in three different continents, or all of a sudden what recently was happening is we had the port strike, and that was going to be a major disaster. Also, we've got these different, I'll just say, opinions on people coming into the country and working and taking jobs away from Americans. We have Americans that don't really want to go to work anymore because they got really happy getting money from the government. We've got just a lot of different areas that we've never seen before. And we're trying to deal with it in a 2-year, 3-year period of time. That's a short period of time in history, all of these things happening. So what we really want to do is sit down and get another opinion on where you might want to look at investing your money. I recently was talking to an investment club, and they were talking about how commodities, you know, might be a good area. And it might be, but it's called diversification. So some of your money may be in there. Some of your money may be in health insurance. Some of it may be in building materials. I mean, look at what's happened with all these hurricanes and disasters. Are they going to have to do a lot of rebuilding? Yes. So you should sit with your advisor and say, am I positioned correctly in the world we are in today? And then the number one thing we see out there is people love their pensions. They love getting that constant amount of money coming in every single month and filling up their bank account. If you don't have a pension, or you don't have enough money coming in with your pension, maybe you should look at adding to that, adding to or establishing your own self-directed pension. So these are areas that we definitely look at with every single one of our clients. And every listener right now should review that. And maybe not with the person that you've been dealing with the whole time. Maybe with a whole new set of eyes. And think of that. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to do? Sit down with Monolith Financial Group and let's get a second opinion on what you're doing today. Does it fit today?
So many people don't know how to assess that level of risk in their portfolio, you know, whether it's appropriate for their situation. And you guys always say, you know, yeah, you better have a second look at it prior to retirement. Do you guys do something like a portfolio risk analysis for us?
Yes, this is something we do with everyone that comes in, because it is so important to understand where are you and where could you potentially be going. Now, it's not every case that we are adjusting the risk. Sometimes you might be around the risk, but we may be making tweaks with some other funds. And realistically, you know, what I found is we're so used to using these terms of, oh, I'm conservative, I'm moderate, I'm high level of risk. The interesting thing is, if I asked you, Luann, your definition of conservative versus your husband, even, you usually are going to have somewhat of a different definition, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so why are we using these terms without putting a definition applied to it? And that's what we do at Monolith, is we're going to use those terms, but we are going to define what that means in a scale of 1 to 99, with 99 being the highest level of risk, so that you can understand, okay, how fast am I speeding down the risk highway? You know, how quickly can I make corrective adjustments? And how much can you really expect to gain versus lose? And is that comfortable for you too? When people are working, we are usually more in that growth mode. And so we're contributing things like that. But then when we start to get closer to retirement, or we're in retirement, a lot of times we need to shift more towards the preservation and still with some growth. But it's that time in retirement when you're starting to write your own paychecks. And, you know, with statistics saying a lot of us are usually going to be spending about 20 to 30 years in retirement, we need to make sure that lasts, because nobody wants to unretire. Some of the common mistakes people make is when they're trying to invest on their own is they're listening to their friends and family and they're saying, hey, I invested in a stock, you should too. And they don't understand potential risk or how that could affect their portfolio. So if you're not sure about how risky you are or where you are on that risk roller coaster ride, give us a call at 916-884-2584 and let's do a complimentary risk analysis for you. But you got to give us a call, 916-884-2584.
So here we go, the 2017 legislation known as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It brought some great changes to the tax code, and really a lot of people, it helped them as far as their income level, their filing status, and their deductions. But here's the deal. What people forget about is these provisions are set to expire on December 31st of 2025. So, Jeff, how are people going to be impacted if Congress fails to act on these cuts?
Well, what people don't understand is it's really, you know, affecting a lot of the middle class, because I would consider middle class maybe making under $150,000 a year, especially in California. So we're looking at areas that people really need to pay attention to what tax bracket they are, because they're saying the 12% tax bracket rate will increase to 15, the 22 will increase to 25%, and the 24% will increase to 28%. Now, that can be a huge difference. And what a lot of people don't look at is bumping their head on the tax bracket. And what we mean is, let's say you can make up to $120,000 as a married couple and still only pay 12% in federal taxes. Well, why wouldn't you take advantage of that now and say, well, our taxes, say we're making $100,000. We could take $20,000 of our IRA account and convert it to a Roth and still only pay 12% in taxes. And now let that $20,000 that's in a Roth grow tax-free for us for the rest of our lives. Whoa, my advisor didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
We think out of the box. We look at areas that you can do better in your retirement. So we have couples that we're helping take advantage of that. If you notice, I said the 22% rate and then the 24% rate, those brackets means you pay 2% more. But that could mean an extra $100,000, $150,000 that you're only paying 2% more to convert to a Roth. So we have couples that are doing that on a yearly basis. The challenge is that may go away here soon, and can they change the tax bracket on us just about any time they want?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody expected the tax brackets to change back in 2017. They weren't thinking that in 2015, right? Well, you have the opportunity to think about it today and say, okay, what can I do today to make my taxes less in the future, regardless of what tax brackets are? And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to help you get more tax efficient. Now, if you're driving, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but if you're listening and you're in your garage, raise your hand if you want to pay or have a more tax efficient tax plan. Of course you do. That's worth a 20, 30 minute call to 916-884-2584 and say, you know what? Here's my situation. Can I be more tax efficient? It's just a call away. And it could save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in taxes in the future. Maybe not today, but in the future. Call us 916-884-2584. Let's start planning your future today.
So obviously it's clear, you know, that rising tax rates are going to impact a broad range of people, not just the wealthy. Walk us through some steps, Jeff, on how people can work to protect their retirement from the higher taxes, please. What are you guys saying?
And that's exactly what I just said is, you know, how can you protect yourself in the future if tax rates go up? Here's something that people don't look at is if you sell a stock and you've had it over a certain period of time, and it's 365 days, by the way. But if you have it over 365 days, it's now called a long-term investment. And you pay a tax on long-term investments. Well, the question is, can you take advantage of that? Because the tax rates on that can be very low. If you're under a certain tax bracket, it could be zero that you're paying to do that. But you've got to sit with advisors that understand these things. Now, we're not CPAs, but we know these different things. And we look at all the different avenues to make you what? More tax efficient. That's the whole idea is if I were hiring a new advisor today, I would say, do you help me become more tax efficient? That's the number one question. And when you call us at 916-884-2584, we will make sure that we ask you the questions you may not know to ask to help you become more tax efficient. Give us a call, 916-884-2584.
The website there, I want to make sure you have that, is monolithfinancial.com. So the tax advantages of a Roth IRA are, oh gosh, so appealing. I mean, I've been telling my husband, we need to be doing that, you know, as much as we can. But here's the deal, Camille. Does this mean that converting to a Roth is something everybody with a traditional IRA should consider?
Consider, yes. Do, not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, you do need to look at where you are in the tax brackets. Let's say, for example, I've sat with some of our families and they are in the 12% tax bracket. Well, we looked at their situation in particular, and this doesn't mean it's the same for everyone, but this particular situation, they were almost hitting their head on the top of the 12% tax bracket anyways. Hmm. So for them, the amount that they were looking to convert was like $1,000. And it went, that's not going to make that big of an impact. Because we don't want to take them from a 12% all the way up to 22. That's a 10% jump there. So that's something that we have to pay attention to. But also, you know, looking forward to say, well, where are tax rates going to be? Well, maybe we'll push ourselves a little outside of that 12% because our tax brackets are laddered in such a way where not all of the money that you pay into is all like, you're all of a sudden, all your money that you're earning is in the 22% tax bracket. That's a big misconception out there. But there are some strategies to say, how do we take advantage of this? Maybe we're going to go into the next one, but it's better than when tax brackets change. So it's important to look at those. Also, you don't have to convert all of your IRA money at once. like Jeff was saying, and some of the strategies we've been working with a lot of couples is we're doing a series of partial conversions over multiple years. Now, on average, for a lot of our clients, it's taking about 6 years to move the majority or what we've planned in their retirement, in their dream retirement plan, to say how much are we going to move over to Roth in this year. And that's because we're looking at that tax efficiency. That is the E in our dream process, the efficient tax strategies. Also, one big thing you have to look at is how is this conversion going to potentially affect how much of Social Security is taxable now? Mm-hmm. And also, is that going to raise your Medicare premiums? Now, if you're going to do a conversion, it's important to look at those because nobody likes a surprise. And those are some of the unhappiest surprises when you're like, I just paid money to convert this Roth and now I'm paying more on Social Security and Medicare. So right. Be aware of that. And then also, well, we got to look at maybe what your future tax rates are going to be. If you're still working, is now the best time to convert? Or when you retire, you're going to be maybe living off of some savings for a while. So now you're at a lower income threshold and we can really take advantage of those. So it's important to find out the situation that works best for you.
And Camille, what's great is what you're saying is they should actually have a plan, but a plan that fits today, but then a plan that actually works in the future. And so one of the things that you have a great program that you do is you can actually tell them, if I pay more taxes on conversions today, will that then allow me to pay a lot less taxes in the future when I'm spending that money? So it's really, what's the number one thing we say? Let's put a plan together, right? Have that plan to help understand how to spend your money today and in the future.
And it all starts with giving us a call at 916-884-2584 and putting your dream retirement plan in place. What does DREAM stand for? D is for designing retirement income. You can't retire without income. Let's make sure that you have some of that money protected and guaranteed to pay for those lifestyle living expenses. R, let's look at your risk. That stands for risk management, understanding the potential ups and downs and making sure it fits within your comfort zone. Then, of course, E, efficient tax strategies. A, we need to address healthcare, whether that's Medicare or long-term care. We need to make sure that we're prepared for those unforeseen circumstances. And then M, meaningful legacy planning. Whether you want to leave money to your children or grandchildren, or you want to touch the hearts of an organization, that's what our dream retirement process allows you to do and helps you do that with confidence and comfort. Give us a call, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.